are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
It's behind him. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What is up? Coming to you live from none other than Stadium Swim in the background, sitting in a cabana with the sun at my back. Better than I could say for Quentin and Todd, just based off how they're looking right now. But boys, week 14, last week of the regular season. How y'all doing?
It's bittersweet. It means the season's almost over. I don't like that. But it's been a good season. Excited for the postseason. I mean, I think that's it's like I said, it's bittersweet.
I'd be in a better mood if I was out there with you. I just walked in from work. So it was literally walk in, walk right down, get on. So I'd rather be out in Vegas.
Hey, can I tell you? So there's this bar that Smitty and I go to. It's a phenomenal place. I met my wife there. It's kind of a watering hole for the local town. Smitty could see it from his room, from his school room. And, you know, he idolizes sometimes. And
I need like a zip line from my window to it.
You think he could go for a quick 30 lunch? I'll be back.
Yeah, I wouldn't go back.
I mean, do they at least DoorDash it to you?
No, but he could walk there. It's like within a half a mile.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they should just bring you that afternoon beer.
Yeah. That's it.
Started a little early. Ryan, thanks for watching. All right, let's get right into it because I think it's about to start. You've got number 12, Oklahoma, making that push to try to stay in the hosting picture. Despite a 32-17 record, I have not watched much of Oklahoma. I know Braden Davis has been pretty good. Cincinnati, another team that has been, you know, fun to bet on throughout the regular season. But the Bearcats at home, 19-6. Do you give Cincinnati a chance here? Because the projections actually have this a little closer than what the line is. I think Cincinnati was like +190 the last time I saw it.
Yeah, first off, DraftKings is obviously the probably most used book in college baseball, and the lines are so juiced, it's starting to get out of hand. I know we have a system, but to be way off week in and week out, you know, I know we probably grade games differently than they do, but I can't believe that we would be that off in comparison to them. So Cincy, to me, and Oklahoma shouldn't be as high as they are. I think Oklahoma is the real deal right now, especially with Braden Davis on the mound. Spikerman came back last year. He was kind of, you know, banged up last year. They're a different team this year. Credit to that team. They kind of look like a poor man's 2022, and that team obviously went to the finals against Ole Miss. And obviously that team was a little more talented, especially on the pitching side of things. You had more than, you know, what I would consider Braden Davis for this year. But Cincinnati, I don't know. I look at their wins, runs created plus. 113 almost seems a little inflated. They kind of struggle to score, in my opinion, at times. And I think against Braden Davis, they're going to struggle today. I think Oklahoma gets it on the road. I think they win the series.
Yeah, both teams are playing pretty well. Overall, 6-win streak for Oklahoma, since he's playing good baseball. But I think overall, Oklahoma is just a stronger team. I think with Davis on the mound, I think that's the right spot for this one if you're going to take that.
I took a little eighth of a unit play on Cincinnati. We'll hope the Bearcats make some magic at home. Moving on, Athens, Georgia is the host of this Florida Gators team that's just abysmal this season. Thanks for nothing. Georgia on the up and up here. They finally break into the top 25, and lo and behold, right now they're sitting in the national, almost national seed picture. Number 9, Georgia. It's weird. Georgia baseball, Charlie Condon, Colton Smith, 172 Sierra. The projections actually like Georgia pretty heavily here today. I did bet them -160 before I left, and I get to Nevada, open up the Circa app, and Jeff Davis has a -215. So quite a big movement. You doing anything on this one against your Gators, Q?
No, I actually don't have an opinion on win-loss because I think as desperate as Florida is, if they win, I don't think anybody would be surprised. But if Georgia wins, there's no surprise either. What I will say, Matt, and we talked about it via text the other day, I'm surprised they're pitching Colton Smith. Listen, in my opinion, Georgia needs a series just as much as Florida. Now, obviously, Georgia's a lock for the tournament, but Georgia's not a lock for the host. If they lose this series, I could see him dropping entirely out of the top 16 hosting spots. And if I am Georgia, I don't want to have to rely on a rubber match and have to go against Cags, who's been Florida's most consistent pitcher. I'm throwing my two aces Thursday and Friday, game one and game two, to where it doesn't even matter what we do on Saturday. So I'm a little surprised why Colton Smith is pitching game one. Go with Leighton Finley, in my opinion. I thought Jarvis has pitched really well. You know, maybe he's your game two. But to me, it just seems like with this series being not only a need for Florida, but also Georgia to keep their hopes alive, it just seems to be a little surprising here.
Yeah, I like Georgia in this. You know, you look, they're 28-3 at home, 8-2 last 10, eight-game winning streak. Hey, look, I'm looking at this one, too, for maybe some runs because, you know, last week what they did against South Carolina, 14-11-14, Florida can score a lot of runs, too. This could get some – this could be a high-scoring series here, so I'm going to keep an eye on the totals for this. But I just think overall – Florida doesn't have great numbers on the road, 7-11. So let's go to the Bulldogs. I did play the Bulldogs in a parlay with Cal. I just posted that a little bit ago on social media. So let's go Georgia.
All right. Staying in the SEC, the number one team, Tennessee Volunteers, taking on South Carolina. Do you think Tony Vitello gets comfy in this situation and they drop one to South Carolina? I think it would be a stretch to say that South Carolina would come into Lindsey Nelson and win the series, but I feel like South Carolina is playing just salty enough where they could steal one. I don't know which one it's going to be. Obviously tonight with Chris Stamos playing that opener role and then AJ Causey piggybacking with him, Tennessee's probably the heavy favorite tonight. I haven't looked at the odds, but the projections have this a little closer than I think odds are going to project. What are y'all doing in this one? With Ty Good going for South Carolina?
If I'm remembering the lines correctly, I think Tennessee was like a low to mid minus 200s favorite. I do think South Carolina gets one. I don't think they beat Tennessee. Again, I don't think Tennessee is going to have that theory where maybe they drop a series to slide out of the number one overall seed spot. I think Tony Vitello's mentality is we want to be the team that breaks the curse and say like Tennessee didn't care about it. So I think they're going to play this pretty hard and try to carry some momentum. Now, where I do think things could change for them is obviously they win this series and then they go into the SEC tournament. They don't want to get anybody hurt. Regardless of what they do in the tournament, they're going to be a top two seed. So I could see them, you know, maybe hitting the brakes there, but not in this series. I think they need this series win against South Carolina, especially with South Carolina being a ranked team currently. So I think they take it serious. I think Tennessee wins the series. I think they win tonight.
All right. Burgundy already just said in the chat they're going to get swept. So, you know, that's tough.
Hey, I gave them. I said they'd take one.
I think they get one, too. I really do. I think it's a team that has to be motivated after last weekend, how bad, you know, they lost to Georgia. I think it's a team that has to show up. Tennessee's very good at home, 32-3. You know, South Carolina only 9-7 on the road, 5-5 last 10. They got to get some momentum here. I think they got to get at least one here. I think they will. But we said that last weekend too, so we'll see. But Tennessee is such a good team. But I think Tennessee wins the series. But South Carolina will get one. But tonight is not their night.
Runs. Tennessee is going to smoke the Carolina pitching staff.
Good point. Ooh. All right, Wake Forest, North Carolina State. Dude, NC State is like the anomaly of college baseball. This is probably going to be one series where they win that they probably have no business winning. Interestingly enough, Chase Burns is not going to go tonight. It's going to be David Falco, assuming Burns goes tomorrow. Do you give Sam Heifel and the Wolfpack a chance tonight?
Yeah, I think tonight is probably the only game they have an opportunity to win. It does make sense if this, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't throw them. I don't know. It doesn't make sense because it's not like it's a two-day gap. Who knows? I am needing Wake Forest in the 11.7 pick 'em. I think this Wake team has got hot at the right time. I'm just hoping it continues. They haven't had the best track record on the road, most notably the Notre Dame series. NC State has played well against the top cream of the crop of the ACC. I just think Wake Forest is playing extremely hot baseball right now. Falco's pitched well. Hartle's starting to come into his own. Chase Burns has been the guy that, you know, everybody thought he would after his first two starts of the season. I think Wake Forest is in stride, and I think they take the series 2-1.
Yeah, I like Wake Forest. I have them tonight. You know, they're playing, like you said, really good baseball right now, 9-1 in the last 10. And, hey, NC State, they got me last week a couple, I think twice. Virginia really let me down. NC State is one of those teams that you just sometimes don't know what you're going to get. But they, like you said, they're playing good, 7-3 last 10. Very good at home. But I think this Wake team, we said it last couple shows, I think this Wake team is the team now that is starting to – who they should have been all year. I think they're finding it at the right time. So hopefully they continue this weekend. Let's go Wake Forest.
Ryan, I'm assuming you're talking about Wake Forest, NC State. What is the over there? I'm drawing a blank.
I'm trying to get odds pulled up right now.
Yeah.
Somebody.
I've been looking. I'm trying. Here, hold on.
You know how weird it is to check into this beautiful place and just go straight upstairs to work?
13.5.
Thursday, stay in soon.
13.5.
Hey, Sean. He's always in the comments. He's sitting right here.
How awkward is that?
13.5.
Hey, he's a supporter. Appreciate
13.5, man. That's tough. Falco's pitched pretty well. I could see it getting there. I think I could. It would be tight. I would lean the under, personally, with that hook. I see like a 6-4 game, I think, realistically.
I'd lean the under.
Yeah.
I'd go with you on that. Yep.
Yeah, I don't have a feeling. I feel like this is either going to be like a 5-1 Wake shutdown, or if NC State's going to win it, it's going to be because Wake Forest was either behind by a lot and they pulled Falco and just threw in a guy to eat up innings, or eat the shit, as you'd like to say. And that's when it could go over. But I don't know. ACC games, I feel like Friday nights have been overs all season long. But 13.5, I don't know. It seems high.
Wake needs this. If they win this series, I think they're a national 8 seed. I think they sneak in on the backside. So there's a lot to this.
So one team that has pretty much all sewed up their national seed, the Kentucky Wildcats. Todd, you had time to change into your shirt.
I did not.
I didn't pack the hat. Kentucky Wildcats, how y'all feeling going?
I should have just worn it today in class and tell the kids about this great baseball program.
here's what I think is so funny is, like, if you looked at our projections, you would think that we just have it out for Kentucky. But Vanderbilt is the favorite in this. And hats off, Q backed him like minus 2,000. I don't know what he's doing. I would be Vanderbilt or pass. Vandy money line, something, but I'm gonna keep betting against Kentucky until they prove me wrong, which I'm doing it, but
I minus 160
do not back up the success that they've had. I'm sorry.
You're on murderer's row again. I got him at minus 160. I didn't put my mortgage on it. I just listen. You know how I feel about Kentucky? I've maintained that they're having a good season. I've never taken that away from the Cats. Jesus, you'd think I'm like skinning a cat right at home plate or something the way that they're making me look. But anyways, you got to fade Bryce Cunningham, and he has not pitched well on the road. The splits are night and day. It's like there's two different guys pitching. If you did a ghost picture of A and B, you're thinking it's two different guys, and you could put the same picture and it's him. And until, you know, whether it's Kentucky, whether it's you know, Florida or whoever on the road, I've got to take the team that is playing against Bryce Cunningham. And it just happens to be Kentucky. Now, what's going to happen? Kentucky's probably going to shit the bed and lose today, and he's going to throw like 8 innings, one hit, and make me look like a fool. And I will have a rant and a half.
Todd? Kentucky, we don't need to hear that tonight. No rants tonight. Let's go. Hey, I jumped on Kentucky too. I'm like, I'm betting them tonight. I did a little money line parlay with somebody. I got a look. I can't remember who the heck I did. But Q said it. I mean, he took everything I was going to say. Cunningham, the splits are not – it's one pitcher at home, one different guy on the road. 3-10 on the road, 3-7 last 10. They've lost three in a row. Kentucky's going to be fine. 19-5 at home. Kentucky's going to get a win tonight. Go Cats.
What if Vanderbilt wins game one? What do you think happens? Do you think Kentucky starts to get scared and then
Q goes on some rant that we're going to have to listen to. So hopefully not.
Q will go scorched earth on Kentucky fans. I don't even know why you bet them, because now you've kind of just set yourself up. It's a lose-lose.
You got to play into the narrative.
Even if you win the bet, now you have to, like, accept that Kentucky's good.
I didn't say they weren't. What I said was they don't have my respect.
Great.
Two different things. Right?
That's two different. You can be good, but I don't have to respect you.
Fair enough. Fair enough. As I sit here and finish our best bets to post on the show. Sorry, a little scatterbrained. I've got like EDC music going on in the background. I hope y'all can't hear it. This one should be a good one. Number 7, North Carolina Tar Heels taking on number 11, Duke Blue Devils. Great basketball matchup. What is it, like the Battle of Tobacco Road or something?
Yeah.
North Carolina is, last time I saw, they were the heavier favorite. It's like minus 140. Projections like Duke. I like Duke. What's wrong with Duke and backing Kyle Johnson tonight? The better starting pitcher at home. Projections say, what am I missing here with the odds?
I don't know. I mean, Kyle, the few starts I've seen Kyle Johnson pitch, he hasn't gone the deepest in the games. Maybe that's a concern. I think the difference maker in this is both teams are obviously in the playoffs, but Duke's at home. It's going to be a packed place. It's the first time in a long time they've played at their true home stadium, not in Durham, actually on the campus. And listen, North Carolina has played near perfect baseball in the last 3 or 4 weeks. I just can't see him continuing to do that. Now's the right time to lose. If you're going to lose to somebody, lose to a rival, it's a little easier to swallow, kind of reset before the ACC tournament and things really get, you know, into a must-win situation. I think Duke's playing for a lot. They're, you know, number 11 team in the country. They've kind of had some up and down performances this year. Maybe there's some series that we thought they should have won that they didn't. And so I think they kind of try to get right, take one from the rivalry and finish the head into the ACC tournament strong.
Yeah, I was kind of leaning UNC in this, but I thought it was a little higher. I wish it was the line was down a little bit more, so I stayed off this. I think this one's going to be tight. I think it's a tight game. You know, North Carolina is a lot better at home than they are on the road. They're playing well, 6-game winning streak. Duke's really good at home. The pitching, this I could see this one getting high tonight. This could be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, I mean, two offenses can score.
Yeah, and I'm a little concerned with the pitching staffs here. It seems like Duke's been giving up a lot of runs lately. I think this one could be one that keep an eye. If you like playing overs, this could be an over tonight.
It is 400 degrees on my back right now, and I've got Sean over here drinking a beer. He didn't offer me one or anything. Y'all don't feel sorry for me, though. All right.
Maybe feeding the big one in a half hour.
The big one that just got postponed. Now I believe it's starting at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Yep.
Central.
That I don't know.
Keep talking. Let me see.
You'll be up. Don't worry.
Arkansas, this is tough, man. I've had this series circled. I think this is the one. Hagan Smith's probably going to get his first loss. It's unfortunate because A&M has now lost back-to-back series on the road. Now they're back at home. It's a tough place to play. You look at the record as a home team, 31-2. We know Arkansas is not very good on the road. Hagan Smith has kind of been your anchor that you could fall into and know that you're going to get a win. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm not feeling it tonight. It worries me. And then we've shaken up the rotation. Gage Wood is going to start in game two. Saturday is TBA for the first time all season long.
Does Bybee get Sunday or Saturday?
I don't think so. I'm hearing that it's probably going to be Mason Molina. And then they're saying that Brady Tiger, there's a good chance that he won't even pitch this weekend.
A little reset. All right. I can get that one.
Yeah. They said
go ahead.
Hey, real quick.
They tested out some stuff with his arm. Like, he may be injured. I don't know. His velo on his fastball is way down. Like, he was throwing 92, 93. He could touch 94 earlier in the season. And here lately, I don't think he's thrown over a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. It's – I don't know what's going on with him. It may just all be mental. The kid's struggling right now. So I don't blame him for taking him out.
Hey, Matt, on Arkansas, what they posted on X, they just said 8 p.m. That was it. Did not really say Eastern.
So I'm assuming that's it's Central.
Yeah.
Probably Central. Yeah. And then a couple people, now how true, I was just glancing. A couple people said there's no way this game's going to get in tonight. There's some watches and everything down there. Other people said that some of the radar has the rain out by 8. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, I saw that too. I don't know. If it goes into a doubleheader tomorrow, y'all know my thoughts if y'all have watched this for any capacity. I hate doubleheaders. They get weird. You're pretty much guaranteed to win one, lose one, take your pick. But with Arkansas switching up the pitching rotation and Gage Wood, not that I don't have faith in Gage Wood to get it done. That's a tough task. His first SEC start on the road against a top five team in both hitting and pitching, and one of the best offenses in college baseball. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, but I sided with A&M.
Key, what are your thoughts?
I sided with A&M. I think the deciding factor is the fact that A&M gets to come home after two bad series losses. They obviously corrected things against Ole Miss Sunday night, which was good to kind of build some momentum as you came back to College Station. If this was an on-the-road series for Texas A&M, I'd have probably more inclined to take Arkansas, or had Texas A&M won the last two series. But I think coming off of two back-to-back series losses, Sloss is going to have those guys fired up. The crowd's going to be fired up. You know that place is going to be a sellout, massive top five matchup to end the regular season. And this will give you a true test of what A&M is coming into the SEC tournament because, again, you're not A&M, Arkansas, Tennessee. You're not going to get their best showing, and that's by design. They're not going to waste anybody's arms, potentially hurt anybody in SEC tournament. That means nothing to these blue blood programs. So this, to me, this series is truly an Omaha-style matchup and a test to say, hey, we've got it, or, yeah, we still need to work some things out, and we need to work it out fast. So give me the Aggies in a tight series. I wouldn't be surprised, like you said, Hagan Smith gets the first loss in a low-scoring affair against Ryan Prager. Every pitcher is kind of due for a loss at some point, and if you're going to lose one, you know, this is a respectable one to lose. So I think the Aggies get it done and win 2 out of 3. I don't know if it's going to be – I'll say this. If they play a doubleheader tomorrow, it'll be 2-1. If they get these three games in, man, would I not be surprised to see A&M sweep out of frustration? I think it could be on the board.
Yeah, I agree. As much as it would suck, the pitching staff having question marks at this point in the season is not good. Todd, what are you doing here?
Yeah, you know, hopefully this game gets in because what a great matchup it is. So hopefully the rain is out of there. Yeah, Q said a lot there, and I agree with him. I think both these teams have been scuffling a little bit, you know, with Arkansas with the offense, also with the pitching. Now, like you said, they changed up the rotation a little bit. I think this is an A&M team that they're going to be really happy being at home with that record at home. They're so good on their home field. I think this one's going to be a tight one throughout the weekend. I hope it's not a doubleheader tomorrow because I agree with you, Grissom. I don't like those doubleheaders. But I think Texas A&M is going to be okay this weekend. They're going to take the series.
There is the theory that Hagen Smith really steps up in big games. You look at his 17 strikeout performance against Oregon State earlier in the season at Arlington. But you're talking about an A&M team that's averaging 8 runs in SEC games, and Arkansas that's averaging 5. I mean, the total's at 11.5. I wanted to get your guys' opinion. Circa's got it at 11.5. Do you like the under in this, or do you think it has the makings of going over? Two good aces on the mound.
You got, from what I saw, 10 mile an hour winds blowing in from right field. Obviously, Jace is a left-handed batter. I could see this being like a 6-4, 5-4, 5-3 game. I think under 11 is the play. Now, if you give me that line in game 2 or 3, overs all day long.
I'd do the under tonight.
All right, moving on. Oklahoma State at Houston. Houston's been a team that I've liked to back on Friday nights with Kate Satelli going. Carson Benji has really good stats. Oklahoma State kind of came out of nowhere. They were in Arlington. They did get the win over Arkansas. So I've seen them play. I've seen them up close. It was an extra innings on that suicide squeeze. But then they kind of fell off, and I stopped paying attention to them. Lo and behold, now they're the 19th ranked team in the country. Being 11-11 on the road, going, I mean, I get Houston's not very good. 26-26 record, 20-11 at home. Not a very good RPI. Strength of schedule is so-so. Do you give Cade Satelli a chance on the mound? I feel like Oklahoma State was out to like -190 in this. I don't know what it is currently, but I feel like Houston may be getting slept on a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they proved me wrong. I thought Kansas was going to take the series against Houston, especially with Reese Dunn on the mound, and they pounded him, and he's pitched really well for majority of the season. Benji's looked really well this year. Oklahoma State kind of came out of nowhere. Like you said, they have a lot of good talent this year, and they've been under the radar. I think they take the series, but I think Houston does get one, and it could be tonight. But I think out of a 3-game series, Oklahoma State just has too many horses that can just overcome, you know, and overtake a game.
Odd.
Yeah, you know, Matt, like you said, I was on the Cougars a lot too, like on Friday night throughout the season here. But Oklahoma State has played really good baseball, 8 out of their last 10. I think they're on a 3-game winning streak. If you really look, I looked at their like last 10 games, 6 of them, they scored a ton of runs. They put a lot of runs on the board. They're kind of remind me like Georgia Tech. It seems like when Georgia Tech wins, they throw a lot of runs up. Oklahoma State's been swinging a good bat. I think Oklahoma, I could see Houston getting one in this. I agree with Q there, but I think Oklahoma State's a good play tonight. Especially in a money line parlay, if you like someone else. I think they win the game.
Y'all quit talking in the chat, so I'm just going to keep posting Rob Burgundy's post that I think he did with Duke and North Carolina. It may have been Arkansas, but yeah, this is arguably the best game, Oklahoma State-Houston. I know y'all can't wait to talk about it. All right, last but not least, this is a big one for Pac-12 implications or Pac-8. How many? I think it's Pac-2 next year. Anyways, Oregon State, Arizona for all the marbles of the Pac-12. Who you like? Oregon State, we know, struggles on the road. Do they turn it around and get the win tonight over Jackson Kent with Aiden May on the bump, or do the Arizona Wildcats take that game one? Q?
Our projections like Oregon State in all 3 matchups. The Arizona Wildcats hold a 1.5 game lead in the Pac-12. If this was a 1-game lead, I think I would lean Oregon State. Arizona knows they only have to win 1 game in this series to claim the Pac-12 title. Oregon State has to sweep on the road, which they've obviously struggled. If Oregon State loses tonight or tomorrow, I think it's not going to matter because they've already lost the Pac-12, and I could see them just kind of shutting things down, getting ready for the tournament. Again, not trying to have any injuries in a game that really doesn't matter. So I think Arizona can get it done because they only have to play 1 game truly. And I think the next game, whatever that is going to be essentially given to them.
But on the flip side of that, you can't afford, if you lose game one, you've got to bounce back and win the next two if you want to stay in the hosting picture to be a national seed. Or do you think if they drop one, they're out of the top eight for Oregon State? I mean, because I would make the case that
– I mean, projections say they're not even in the top eight. If I'm not mistaken, they're – a lot of people are kind of –
Well, probably because they're
– Santa Barbara.
I would expect them to lose this series. But
– who's to say – I mean, this could decide the West Coast team. There's always a West Coast host, and this could be it. You know, and then obviously you have the Gauchos. You see Santa Barbara hanging out there, and they've had a really good year. Right now, D1's projecting Oregon State not to even be a top eight seed, if I read that correctly. So this is a must win. If Oregon State loses a game, all of it's out the door. Pac-12's done. You know, you're playing for second, I guess, and then your seeding's out. So at this point, you already know you're not going to be there for the Supers. Just rest your guys. What's the chance of going out and blowing his arm?
Smitty, you're quiet in there. What are you thinking?
That's a tight one. I mean, this one, I stayed off this one. I think it's going to be a good game. You know, Oregon State, we've said it all year on this show. They're not very good on the road. They are starting to play better. They're 7-3 in the last 10, winning 5. But, I mean, there's a lot, like you broke down, a lot could happen here. You know, if they lose, do they rest the guys? Who knows? this plate is on fire this weekend.
You got to be careful with the comments because I'm going to keep reusing it.
Ron Burgundy, he has priority number one.
Every game we've talked about is on fire. Let's go. I don't know. It's going to be a good game. I'm staying off it, but – you know what? I think Oregon State could show up this weekend and take the series.
What my ass off. All right, it's time. SEC pick 'em. We don't even have to do it this week. I think I've already clinched if I just get one right. Take it from the top. Q Millie, Florida, Georgia line.
Georgia 2-1.
I should just pick somebody to sweep every series. Just I'm going to go Georgia. I'm going to go Georgia 2-1 also.
I'm going Georgia 3-0. I think Wes Johnson he knows that this is the time the Bulldogs are legit. Florida has they've had a bad year. You lose, Ty Evans, break his wrist, sliding it. I don't know. I feel bad for the Florida Gators. This team has way too much talent to even think that they're, you know, a below 500 team at the end of the season. But I think they end up getting there. So I'm going Georgia 3-0. Mitty, South Carolina, Tennessee.
2-1, Tennessee.
Q.
2-1, Tennessee. Actually, 3-0 Tennessee. 3-0 Tennessee.
I was about to say, I'm going to do it again.
Yeah,
Tennessee 3-0.
Yeah.
They're getting the sweep. Ron Burgundy, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ron.
Ron, I'm with you. Let's get one. Get one. We're not asking for much. We're not showing off. We're not falling way far behind. Let's go.
Vanderbilt at Kentucky.
2-1 Kentucky.
Yeah, 2-1 Kentucky for both of us.
Y'all, I feel like this one's going to be weird. But I'm not going to go again. I'm going Kentucky. Which one does Vanderbilt get then?
Mason Moore. When it doesn't matter. If Kentucky wins the series, they're a lock for the one or the two seed. I think that I don't think they need
to. If they win one game, don't they win the?
Yeah.
SEC?
Yeah.
I don't know that
Arkansas has to sweep. Vanderbilt has no. Arkansas has to sweep, and Kentucky would have to win the series. If Arkansas sweeps and Vandy wins 2-1, Arkansas get.
I can already tell you this is going to backfire immensely on me. But I'm going Vandy 2-1.
Yeah.
Missouri, Mississippi State, right on cue. Ron, this is arguably the best game of the entire season. Missouri at Mississippi State. Who you got, Q?
State 3-0.
I'm right. I'm right with them. I am down 3-0.
Yeah. Y'all are boring. I'm gonna screw around and drop the lead.
You have a 13-game lead.
Yeah. I'm going, if I could spell Mississippi, Mississippi State 2-1. Who am I kidding? What are they gonna win on the road? I don't know. I feel like Missouri gets one, but I don't know which one. Not with your Angelo Cinci. All right, Mississippi State 3-0. I'll go with you. Alabama at Auburn. I feel like I know how this one's going to go.
Auburn, 2-1. Back-to-back series wins.
What?
Didn't they win last? They won the series last week.
Yeah.
They're going to beat a rival, get their season to finish strong.
Bama, 2-1.
I'm going Bama 2-1. All right. Arkansas, Texas A&M. Let me have it.
Arkansas 2-1. I'm sorry. A&M 2-1. I'm sorry.
I was going to say. Q changed. That rain delay changed everything.
A&M 2-1 is what I meant.
2-1 Texas A&M.
Ron, you should just buy a lottery ticket just because. Might be the winner. Has nothing to do with those Gamecocks.
Like I said, this is one that I think Hagan Smith loses. If we can't win with Hagan, I don't think we win one. I'm going Texas A&M 3-0. Hurts my heart. Ole Miss LSU. Q.
LSU with the sweep. Yeah. Might oh, Ronnie boy, you hit the lottery. Burgundy Sports is our first sponsor.
I'm right with Q. I like LSU this weekend. Let's get them 3-0.
Ole Miss is getting one. That was the easiest pick I had. LSU 2-1. Gage jump. Might win. Luke Holman probably wins. Game 3. I think it's Ole Miss's if they hadn't gotten one yet. Handicapped a series like that, rolling in as I literally sweat my ass off out here. Best bets recap. I am on Georgia, -160. Vandy took the run line because I'm a pansy. +1.5, -110. Duke, +110. Texas A&M, +1.5. You're giving me the favorite at home with the run line. Like, come on. Hagan, please do us all a big favor to win this game 2-1. I don't care, but Texas A&M getting +1.5 is too many, especially on Atlanta -150. Oregon State -130. I think Oregon State does sweep. I feel like this is a series where you kind of always hear about it in like SEC football, just like lineage, and Auburn may be a good team, but at the end of the day, it's Alabama, and they're always going to find a way. I feel like Oregon State just has that over Arizona at this point. I feel like Oregon State just figures out a way to get it done and ends up winning the Pac-12. Arizona State, money line. That's like the community play, it looks like, on the board. Three different numbers, but all the same bet. Millie.
This guy flip-flopped so much. Maker. I texted him yesterday, why do I feel like Oregon State wins the series? He says they will. Then he sends me the thoughts on the pick. I'm Arizona wins the series, and now he's betting Oregon State. I love
you. How much? Who did you bet on preseason win the Pac-12?
I know who I bet on. I don't think it's going to win. Hedge.
But you took Arizona in the pick'em, which is going to pay for you to go to the College World Series.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Hopefully. So it's a win-win.
Hopefully. Whoa! Don't jinx this.
But how you do a pick'em is totally different than how you bet.
It's to an extent. Kentucky -160. I like Rutgers. They play really well at home. Obviously, Arizona State, we've been on them. TCU, I think, gets the series win. This is kind of when they get hot. I don't remember who I was listening to, but somebody said it. It might have been Jack DeLongchamps. He said that last year's TCU could be this year's TCU. The talent is there. We saw them at the beginning of the year go like 15-0. They get hot now, and I could see it. I think they win the series at home, especially tonight. Peyton Tolley's back on the mound. Condolences, you know, losing his mother at their hard-fought battle of cancer. You know, we're all thoughts and prayers there down in Corpus Christi. Mississippi State, LSU moneyline parlay. Again, Mississippi State's playing Missouri. Easy win. LSU desperation series win. They're kind of, in my opinion, playing for a sweep to almost get that 14th SEC win and get a spot in the tournament. Florida State, I think, bounces back after two rough weekends. Louisiana's been hot out of the Sun Belt. I like them. And then, again, I really like Florida State to bounce back and LSU moneyline parlay. I think that's a really solid parlay.
Smitty.
Oregon at home minus 200. I know it's the juice. Just lay a unit to win a half unit. I think they win at home with RJ Gordon.
All right, Vegas Dave.
All right. Hey, my Purdue game is game one. That was game one.
Oh, my bad.
Purdue, so that's fine. Not a problem. But
doubleheader, last minute notification. It's fine.
Yeah. Mine was the 4 p.m. game. So hopefully it's off to a good start. Purdue, Arizona State. I'm always on the Sun Devils. I know all three, you know, we're all on it, but that team's been great for me. Texas Tech's really struggling. Let's match up Kansas State, LSU. I have matched up Wake Forest, the Louisville Cardinals, Georgia, California, moneyline parlay, and then Kentucky, the best team in college baseball. Let's match them up with Florida State tonight and let's get a winner.
How much did Big Blue Nation pay you to say that, Todd?
I wish for free. I wish. Pay me. Send me some stuff. I'll wear it.
Well, that wraps up our show today. Is there anything else out there that you want to talk about? Any more comments? In the interim, while you're talking about it, I will be on a numbers game live from the desk with Gil Alexander on VSIN in the morning, 8:15 Pacific. Got to take it easy tonight. And then on the desk at Circa with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds tomorrow night. For, I think it's 8:30. So getting a little live in-studio appearance. Anything y'all want me to say, do?
Circa, close the deal. Be our first
give out, yeah. Give out Kentucky. To win the College World Series?
Nah, Tennessee, baby. Tennessee.
No value anymore. All right. Well, that is it. Thank you guys in the comments for tuning in. We will see you Monday. I will definitely have a tan, but we'll be back in my chair giving you the recap show. Thanks, guys. Cash some bets this weekend. Make sure you're following along on Twitter. We'll tweet out our plays as well as post them on the bet tracker at collegebaseballinsiders.com. Until next time, cheers.